Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
It's a Friday, man. Ready for the weekend. Triple R segment of 7 brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Brad Siebert, if you want to buy a house, give Brad a call. He'll get you that that letter you need in order to be able to look at houses. You have to have an acceptance letter so you know they know that you're good for the money and all that stuff. They'll get you one of those. If you want to refinance your house, save yourself some money, he'll do that for you. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. You got bad credit, he'll get you... you know, get you that loan. If you got great credit, he'll get you a great interest rate. They do jumbo loans and even no income documentation loans. They have the newest technology so they can get everything done quickly. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com, Brad Siebert, and WeAreNotTheBanks.com. NMLS ID number 1169, Equal Housing Opportunity. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Happy Friday. Hope you're in a good mood. I am. And now it's time to find out what prizes we have in the prize pinata. If you win trivia, remember, you're king or queen for this day.
How's it going, Russ?
I'm in a good mood today. You know, I just had two cups of just the regular coffee, and I'm buzzing.
Wait, what did you say regular?
Just Starbucks.
You brought in some Starbucks.
I did. I can't take that death wish, man. I mean, I can feel my heart beating out my chest, and then the stuff that you brought is the same way.
All right, today's prize we got is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience door-to-door, get you in your new place in no time at all. You start the process by going to centomoving.com. That's C-E-N-T-O-moving.com. That is their website. You're going to see all the reviews there of the experiences that people have had. It's great place to start. Get your quote today. Get an idea of what's going to cost, and you get that, you know, have that conversation with Felipe. Again, go to the website, centomoving.com. Forget the stress. Move with the best. That's Cento Moving and Storage. Russ, and today's prize pinata, up first, we got a pair of tickets to Classic Albums Live. They are performing Led Zeppelin 2 in its entirety and some greatest hits of Led Zeppelin, and that's going down Friday, August the 19th. At the Hard Rock Live Orlando.
That's another thing I was watching last night with some John Bonham videos, because he's considered one of the greatest drummers of all time, rock drummers, and he's pretty amazing.
If you really want to blow your mind, and I know we were joking around, and Ryan couldn't help himself to do this pedestrian joke, but the track Moby Dick, if you get a chance and watch him, because there's a part of him doing it where he starts playing the drums with just his hands.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. So get a chance to check that out.
Mama Dick.
Up next, we got a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley Beers on Me Tour.
Mm.
And that's going to be Saturday, August the 20th at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa. Gates are at 7 p.m. And then we'll wrap it up with a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Beast starring Idris Elba, and that's going to be Tuesday, August the 16th at AMC Altamont 18, 7 p.m. Idris Elba stars in a pulse-pounding new thriller as a father and his two daughters who find themselves hunted by a massive rogue lion intent on proving that the Sahara, or the Savannah.
That's awesome.
Is not safe, or he's the one apex predator there. So
okay,
and those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you, sir. I think this one's kind of easy. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Who do we have up on first?
Let's go with Jose in Orlando.
Who?
Jose.
Jose. Hello, Jose. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
I am great, Jose. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you are a winner. You're King Jose. And if you don't get it right, don't worry. You got three fellas here that can help you. All right, buddy?
All right. Let's do it.
All right, Jose. Let's do it. On this day, 28 years ago, back in 1994, The Next Karate Kid was released. Who was the actor that played the Karate Kid?
I want to say it was, I know her name. It's Hilary Swank.
That was easy. That was super easy. That was super easy.
I would have blew it.
Who did you think it was?
I didn't have her.
I confuse Hilary Swank with Jennifer Garner a lot. I don't know why.
No, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and so I thought maybe someone might make that mistake. But on this day, 28 years
that movie exists.
I know. So here was my question about this. Do you think, because I know they're bringing back everybody they can from the Karate Kid.
They don't got Hilary Swank money.
For the new
expensive for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask before you let me ask it. But do you think...
it was obvious where you were going, and thus I was able to answer quickly.
Okay, well, I appreciate your answering quickly. Do you think that they'll be able to get Hilary Swank? They did get Elizabeth Shue.
She ain't doing nothing.
Well, she did The Boys. Right? Elizabeth Shue did that, and she was a pretty big name. They did get her. Do you think, to make an appearance in the new
I think it
Karate Kid?
Beneath her to do that.
What do you think, Carlos? You're an actor. Do you think what would they have to pay Hilary Swank to make an appearance in the new Karate Kid?
Oh, she probably died to be on that show. It's one of the most popular shows on TV. Cobra Kai is one of the big hits for Netflix. Used to be on YouTube or whatever. So I'm sure they've been talking to her because it'd be a perfect fit. She does what she wants. She's an Oscar winner.
Right.
You know, and so she can... She's like an Adrian Brody where she's like, you wouldn't be surprised to see him on something like that, you know?
I just saw Adrian Brody in something that was like...
Predators.
Predators.
Yeah.
Predator.
Something really new.
I was like, oh my God, I hope you remember Predator.
No. Yeah. Predators, no. I just saw him something really new.
You know what
it was
saying.
One of my TV shows, and I'm like, oh, what's Adrian Brody doing
in
this?
You see Hilary Swank, you're like, oh, and she was just recently on something that was kind of...
You would consider beneath her?
Well, not beneath her, but just something that she obviously chose to do. It was something really... TV.
She was on a TV show called Away in 2020. I don't know what the premise of the show was, but she was a regular on that show. She played a character called Emma Green. She was on BoJack Horseman in 2019 to 2020.
Yeah, she would totally do it.
Yeah.
I don't
think any TV shows are beneath any actor
nowadays.
No way.
No.
Way. So you're wrong and stupid, Ryan.
Damn.
All right. You want to throw Hundo on this bet, too? Because there's no way Hilary Swank. I think Hilary Swank looks at Karate Kid. The movie, it was three?
It was Karate Kid. It was the next Karate Kid.
Her jumping on that car.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. It was her and it was Pat Morita, but really nobody else that is associated with Cobra Kai was in it. So my only thing is I'm wondering if it's just outside of that world.
It's outside of the universe, right? There's no direct connection.
Oh, you don't think they could figure it out to bring her in Cobra Kai universe?
That might be too hard to write for her.
Like, she has no... what connection does she have with Danielson?
I don't know.
They both were trained by Mr. Miyagi.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, and so she comes in.
That's it, right there.
At the tag team with
That's their instructor. That's their teeth. That's the connection.
He was our sensei.
Bet you. Hey, Ryan, 100%. You got that bet. You got that bet with Russ with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. You really don't think You think Hilary Swank would be like, turn it down, Cobra Kai. I'm too big.
I gotta tell you what.
Here it is. Here it is. Right. He's gonna do it.
By the time Cobra Kai is done, Hilary Swank will make an appearance, and I'll bet you a hundo.
All right, I'm in.
There it is.
I'm in.
So if
I'm glad he did it. Actually,
now,
I was gonna do it.
Is it fair if I've read stuff on the internet already?
I have
information.
This is bad negotiation. He didn't need to know that.
Okay.
Way too much information.
Okay, so $100, right?
$100.
All right, very good. I got $100. Hilary Swank shows up. I'm not saying major character. Shows up and like, oh my God, there she is. She was also trained by Mr. Miyagi.
Yep. And...
Man, you're going to lose $600
no,
for this
not.
Guy.
Man, I'm going to get some pizza. I'm going to have $100. It's going to be awesome.
If the Dolphins go to the playoffs the same week that Hillary Swank premieres on Cobra Kai,
I'll never financially recover.
And she wears it. What's
I'll be financially winning the Tiger King thing.
Yeah, I'm never going to financially recover.
It's
going to
ruin
this.
Me financially.
She'll be wearing a Dolphins jersey while she's doing the show. It'll be great. All right, Jose, when we come back, buddy, you are the king. King Jose, you can tell us about whatever you want when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I just spoke to Whiskey Paul yesterday. They're bottling the whiskey next week and sending the bottles that have been ordered. We'll be sending those out next week. So, and if you still want to order some Majestic Monster Whiskey, 104 proof, you can still order it now by going to BevFly.com. Right now, that's our only distributor. We'll be working on more, but BevFly right now is our distributor. And we can't just send it out. There has to be someone who has a license to, you know, to send out alcohol.
ATF rules, man.
Yeah, they're rules. So, that's our distributor right now, BevFly.com. You can go to their website and order Majestic Monster Whiskey. And there are four barrels that we will be bottling. It's got the new black label, which I think looks awesome. I'm excited about that myself. And you can get some right now. And we're sending it all over the country, all over the... as a matter of fact, there are a couple going to Ireland, a couple going to England, a couple going to Australia, all over the planet. So it's Majestic Monster Whiskey. You can get it now. What's up? I'm Russ with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, and we have a king on the line. It's King Jose. What's up, buddy?
What's up, big man? How you doing today?
I'm in a surprisingly great mood, even though I was up late last night and I just hopped up full of coffee. But how are you doing, Jose? You're a winner.
Hey, man, I'm great, man. I'm off both my jobs today, so I'm ready to party.
Hey, what do you do when you're off work? What do you do?
Hey, man, I really like, I love to gamble, to be honest.
Hell yeah, and, waste my money.
Me too, man.
I like to blow it on the horses. What do you gamble on, son?
And I just, hit the beats and stuff like that, try to get this 4-10. You know how it is.
What do you gamble on? What's your thing?
I'm really a card guy, like blackjack, poker and stuff like that. Maybe roulette, but I'm really into more card games than anything.
Cool, man.
Gotcha. Well, Jose, I'm going to ask you a question. I've got a bet with this guy.
He's a real freaking loser.
It's a $600 bet, and he bet me $600. Well, actually, here's the bet. I don't know if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
I bet him this. If the Miami Dolphins make it to the playoffs, they don't have to win, make it to the playoffs, he's got to give me $500. And if they don't make it to the playoffs, all I got to do is buy him pizza for a week. Would you say that's a good bet?
Hey, man, I feel like it is a good bet. I mean, I'm a big Giants fan, so I really don't care about the Dolphins. But, hey, you know, I feel like it's a good bet, man.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, you know, yeah, I think it's a good bet as well. Because, listen, even if I lose, I got to buy him pizza.
Exactly.
He didn't specify what kind of pizza,
no.
Where the pizza's from.
It artisanal
could be,
pizza.
I said it could be from Wawa. No, I said it can't be that.
It could be English muffins with a little cheese like we did in home ec.
It could be French bread pizza.
I said it has to be like a Papa John's level pizza.
Okay, that's small Papa John's.
He did qualify that.
I qualified because I was expecting shenanigans.
Pan pizzas, whatever.
No. Pizza.
A little personal pan pizzas.
Yeah. As long as it's from a reputable pizza chain on par with Papa John's.
Target personal pan.
Not the same thing.
All right, Jose, what else would you like to tell us about, buddy? What's important to you?
Like I said, my line of work, man, I'm an alarm security specialist where I install alarms and stuff like that. And then I'm an inventory control specialist for the fire department in Orlando, so it's a blessing, man.
Interesting. That's an interesting mix that you have there. You're a gambler, you install security, and then you do inventory.
Mafia.
Do you work for the CIA, sir?
So, no. What do you do for the fire? What does that mean? What do you do for the fire department?
I mean, I work at the fire department on Chickasaw in Orlando. It's service number 11. And what I do is I'm not really working for the fire department. I'm a third party that order all the parts that they need for the fire department, like equipment, stuff like that, like, you know, helmets and their attire and stuff like that. So. And it's for the county, so it's a blessing, man.
That's awesome, Jose. That's really good. So, what do you have planned this weekend? Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
Nah, man. I'm just running some errands right now. I'm actually waiting to get an oil change at Take 5. And, I'm just going to enjoy my day. It's supposed to rain later, but I'm just going to kick back, you know, smoke a couple joints and, you know, enjoy life, you know?
Hell yeah, Jose.
You know what?
You got to figure it out, dude.
Nothing wrong with that, Jose.
You got to figure it out.
Hey, what prize did you take, buddy?
I picked the 4 tickets.
The movie passes.
I guess, yeah, the movie passes, because, I listen to Led Zeppelin, but like I said, I'm a 90s baby, so I don't really know anything about that music.
Are you old school?
I don't blame you, bro. You know what? That movie looks good, too. Beast looks really, really good.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer and stuff like that, so like I said, I'm pretty excited, and I was telling...
Angel.
Yeah, I was telling Pedro that. I call you guys all the time. I call the Jim Cobra Show to try to be a winner. So this is my first time, and it's amazing.
Oh, congratulations, man! I'm glad you're winning. How long you been listening to the radio station or the Monsters?
Man, I got here in 2019 from Brooklyn. So yeah, it's been about like 4 years now. So
wow. From Brooklyn, yes, man, sir. It's crazy, you know, Jose. We have a ton of, like, I never realized this before. We have so many people that listen to us in New York, and you know, normal thinking would be like, well, what's the appeal? We're sort of Southern, a little rednecky. Some of us, why would people from New York love listening to the Monsters? You could tell us since you're from there. What's the appeal? You think?
I feel like it's just like, you know, it's you guys. Reach out to a whole different age demographic, you know, and, you know, coming from Flatbush, it's only, a certain
Planet Brooklyn, baby!
And listen,
what's Flatbush? What is that?
It's one of the boroughs, one of the neighborhoods.
That's where Mike Tyson's from.
It's how I like my ladies.
Jose, here's one thing for sure is that you're from Flatbush, you're from Brooklyn. One thing for sure, the pizza in Orlando is better here than in Brooklyn, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not, man. Absolutely not.
I've never heard a New York person ever say that.
I mean, I would say, though, like, out here, they have a lot of, like places where you could do challenges, like food challenges. If, you know, if you eat the pie or eat something on their menu, they'll compensate you with a shirt or, you know, a picture on their wall. But other than that.
Yeah.
You noticed that there was more of that here than in New York. Yeah, that makes
New York
sense.
Right. Giving away free food.
I don't got to do that.
Oh, yeah. Big deal. You ate all my food. What are we eating more?
Hey, Jose, what do you miss about New York the most? And then what do you like about Orlando or Central Florida the best?
I really want to say I miss the city, man. I miss like going to Times Square, you know, seeing the beautiful lights and, you know, just being in the scenery, going to the clubs till, 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's an energy, and, right? There's an energy or there's a vibe when you when you're coming across that bridge going into Manhattan. There's a different feel to that, right?
Exactly. You just feel like the adrenaline rush, and you feel like, you know, the presence and the lights and, you know, the people, the atmosphere. It's breathtaking.
Hey, Jose, let me ask you about this. You're a perfect person. I'm so glad you're on the line because you're a perfect person for me to ask about this. You lived in New York. I've only visited several times, and I do love it. I like going to Times Square. I want to take my wife again. But something in the news I saw yesterday, I can't get it out of my head, and I'm curious what you think as a native New Yorker. What do you think about the carriages, the horse and carriages near Central Park and stuff? There was a video yesterday of one of the horses falling over and just dropping, not dead, it did live, but it looked like the horse was dropping dead because of the heat exposure,
malnourished,
and they're malnourished, they're trying to cool it down, and I gotta tell you, oh, there's the video, it is heartbreaking.
You only need to watch it once.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a reason to have horse and carriages anymore. It was a cute thing we used to do back in the, you know, 1800s. But I don't think there's too much with all of the asphalt and the heat. We don't need horses walking around on city streets. In my opinion, you're from New York. What do you think?
I feel like you're 110% correct, brother. I feel like, you know, they shouldn't be out there. I mean, if it's not necessary, I know it's the glam and, you know, the
touristy thing.
That area. Exactly. And it's just, you know, it shouldn't be like that. Obviously, with this global warming, that's obviously closing in on us. And, you know, obviously our higher above superiors are not, you know, taking action. And it's just sad. I didn't hear about it.
Oh. Jose, if you see the video, we just put it up on our YouTube channel. The horse is just laying in the street. They've got a water hose trying to cool the horse down. It is shockingly horrible.
Apparently, the owner of the horse who was
yelling at the horse
and still hitting it to try to get up. Like, he got checked. Like, people rolled up on him. It's like, you're going to keep hitting that horse. I'm going to hit you.
He's hitting the horse with a whip and telling the horse to get up because it's embarrassing him. It is so god awful,
yeah.
And I don't know why do you think the city of New York doesn't ban all of that, Jose?
I feel like, you know, it all starts with, you know, the people in office, man. Obviously, their vision, you know, is not clear. They just see, you know, they don't see the big picture. They just see the silhouette. So I just, you know, they got to just change people in office, and obviously, you know, look at it differently, where as an aspect of, obviously, if the animal, you know, is has to go through that, then it shouldn't get to that point.
The argument is, oh, well, that will ruin the experience of going to Central Park and going to New York City. That's bull crap, man. I mean, there are many other things to see in New York other than horses taking people around in a carriage.
Let's not react, guys. The fact of the matter is, it's one freaking horse.
Oh,
and when
up.
I want to show my lady a nice night on the town, the way we end our night, is a carriage through Central Park with a rose I give her. And we drink champagne in the back, and we look at
the constant smell of horse poop.
And then if I went a little faster, I let him whip him. And look what? It's 10 horses. Let the horses live. This is New York, baby.
They're saying that's a part of the experience of New York. It's something that we can do without. And I'm gonna give you a hot take, right?
Mm-hmm.
St. Augustine, you're next. You don't need to have horses taking people around in St. Augustine. It's too freaking hot.
Well, there's rules in St. Augustine has laws of when, like, how the horses can work and what heat they can work in. Well, I don't believe New York has these. But this horse also, they're coming out saying, like, this horse, it wasn't the heat that made it collapse.
It's malnourished,
horse,
right?
No, it suffers from a neurological condition.
Oh, well, there you go.
And this horse has fallen in the past and done this before, which means
faulty
you shouldn't
horse.
Be doing this at all with this horse.
Faulty horse, and let me and my baby French in the back, okay? Because that's class.
Jose, I appreciate you listening, buddy. Thank you for being on with us. Thank you for your perspective. And enjoy the movie, all right?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you guys. You guys have a blessed one, man.
You have a blessed one. Yeah, you're good, man.
Oh, Russ Rollins, look at you sitting on your high horse.
I seen
you French in the back of them carriages.
Listen,
many deep tongue strokes.
That is true. And I used to love the horse carriage ride, and I used to be like, hey, you know what?
Deep
the
tongue.
Horses, that's what they do. They do horse business. But I got to tell you, when I saw that video yesterday, and we just showed it right now. It changed my mind.
Brutal,
I'm like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Asphalt makes it even hotter. And
it's so wrong.
We don't really need it anymore, man.
No, this goes too, though, like with my big thing, which is like, stop walking your dogs in the middle of the day. You got to check that sidewalk, too, because you're burning your dog's feet off.
Yeah. If you're supposed to take the back of your hand and put it on the asphalt or what they're walking on, and if it burns you, it's burning your dog. And you're right. You shouldn't walk during the day. But horses is what we're talking about. And so you don't think that they should give them the horses feet in St. Augustine?
Oh, wait a second. A dog's feet are not tougher than our feet?
No.
Not at all. I mean, no. I'm not doubting it, but you would think a dog's over time evolved to have tougher feet than a human.
We've only been wearing shoes for about, a couple hundred years.
Yeah, that's true.
So we should have the same, if not tougher feet than dogs.
Yeah.
But we don't. Yeah, the little paws get burned and bloody real easy. Yeah. So be careful with that. But
what was your argument about horses in St. Augustine?
Usually, like a lot of places in the South, because I've looked this up before, for like places like Savannah and things like that, and St. Augustine has it as well. There's like rules on when the horses can operate, how long they can operate. But from what I understand in New York, they don't have like heat-based rules.
Yeah. I know it's miserable hot for all of us to just walk outside. So, I mean, look.
I saw that video and I was like, damn, man, that is that's the saddest thing I've seen all month, easily.
Angel, what do you think? Horses in St. Augustine should stay or go?
No, they should go as well.
I agree.
Yeah. We should
understand the idea about St. Augustine is this is the old world thing. You're living like, oh, this is live like we did.
If you're going to do that, then let's do it this way. Let's set it up. And if you're going to offer that, let's not have horses on asphalt. Let's not have horses on concrete, right?
I agree.
If you want to make that a feature, then let's carve out a part of the city where they're running on not, for lack of a better term, a track, something that's set up and it's horse friendly, as opposed to.
Yeah, let's give them all $3,000 checks, too, so they don't have to work. Thanks, Biden, horse Biden.
And if they're waiting.
I don't even get the correlation.
If they're waiting, you have one of those Mr. fans, right? To make sure the horses are cool. Like if you did those extra things, I could see. What's that?
He said, hi, I'm Mr. Fan.
Well, you know what I mean, the Mr. where they keep them cool. Like, if you do that, maybe you could do it, like, if you take those extra steps, but man.
There's a point that you think that we get a little bit sophisticated and we're civilized about this, and we don't continue to just beat up on our beasts.
I agree. All right, though, we'll take a little break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I told you, I was just telling Ryan that one of the things I did yesterday was make this Halloween tree for Mary Ellen.
Did it fall over?
No. I mean,
did it scare her?
It took a lot of work. I was sweating my ass off, and it took a lot of work. It took me almost all day to make it. It looks really good, but I didn't send her a picture of it. Like I wanted to surprise her.
Surprise.
So when she got home at 11:30, as soon as she came in the garage and opened the door, it's sitting right there. I had it all painted and real nice. And I said, I'm so glad. I said, she's thanking me for it. And so I said, I'm so glad you like it. And she's like, yeah, I can't wait to decorate it. It's so nice that now I think I want a second one. I'm like, oh, God.
No.
I didn't want
Listen.
See what happens? I try to warn him. I try to tell him, hey, man, don't record your own spots and see what happens.
Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah, I know. Hey, the other day you told us a story, and very rarely, because you're so, what's the word?
Black screen phone.
Black screen phone, right. Angel doesn't trust anybody or anything. He verifies stuff, even though you're like, oh, what do you want? But you almost got scammed the other day.
What?
With a sneaker scam.
Yeah.
What happened? And for those that don't remember the story, what happened with the almost sneaker scam? Very unlike something to happen to you.
All right, so there's a company out of Miami, and they repair shoes, and they have a really cool Instagram account.
A cobbler.
and the thing what's neat about them, they handle all kinds of high-end shoes, but they really do sneakers as well, and so that's why I started following them, watching how they repair that kind of stuff. And one day, so basically what happens, I get a message, and it makes it look like it's from that account. And it was like, hey, well, what's the number one Nike out of these five? And I select one and whatever, right? A couple weeks later, I get a message in my, Instagram, and it's like, hey, you won our contest, blah, blah, blah. Pick these are the Nikes that we're giving away. What size are you? Which ones do you want?
And you didn't question that for a second.
Because, again,
you signed up.
Here's the thing. I didn't sign up for anything. I just did it in the comments of this thing, right?
Oh.
And I thought I was making comments on their Instagram account.
And that's where
it wasn't going. It came in my messages. I commented. I didn't take a second to look. And it was actually some other dude's account.
Yeah.
But he made it look like it was this other account. So I was like, oh, yeah, this, whatever. And he's like, all right, cool. We got these rare Jordan 3s, hot pink, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'll take them. And then he's like, all you got to do is pay for shipping. And I was like, okay, you didn't say anything about that. It's just $20. Venmo, do the Venmo thing and everything. And I was like, all right, perfect, cool.
$20
for a pair of Nikes that are a couple hundred.
Yeah.
You know, what could go wrong? So I Venmo the $20, didn't even think, I mean, didn't even pump the brakes, not 1 second.
Right.
Right. And then send it over. Within like 10 to 15 minutes later, he's like, all right, now it's going to cost this amount of money for the tracking number. I was like, wait a minute. Why am I paying for the tracking number? I just paid you for the shipping. And he's like, no, the shoes are out of the way. They're getting ready to go. You need to pay. And I forget what the amount was there, but it was like double or triple of what the, for the first amount. So I was going to
like $60.
So I was going to be into it for $100 right off the bat, you know? And I was like,
suckered, man.
And so at that point, I was like, I backtracked. I start looking and following and everything. And I was like, oh, damn it. I fell for it. It's not even the cobbler people. This is some other whole account.
Mm-hmm.
So then I could tell that the guy's still online. So at that point, I'm concerned that he's either trying to hack my Instagram account or whatever. So I reported the guy. I blocked the guy. Then I go to my Venmo account and I'm like, hey, listen, I haven't received my product. I filed a complaint, this, that, whatever. Hey, it's going to take a couple days, this, that. And then just now I got the notification that they got my money back.
Oh, good.
But be careful on Instagram.
Yeah. Banana getting hacked lately.
Man.
How many things could, I mean, so for you, it was just the second time they asked for money. That's when you knew.
Because what company does that?
Right. And it was, again, you're 100% right. All the criticisms are fair. I fell for it. But again, it's not paying attention. The whole time I thought I was following this one account. And this one account seems to be super reputable. They got a business. You go down to Miami. They repair your shoes and everything. And so the whole time I'm thinking I'm talking to them.
Yeah.
And then when I took 1 second, just it all, you know, and followed where the message originated from and everything, I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's not these guys at all.
So if you would have paid for the tracking number, there would have been something else.
They
keep going until you realize that you screwed up.
Yeah. And the whole time, like I said, asking me for the 20 for the shipping.
They're like, okay,
I was like, $20 to ship a pair of Nikes? That makes sense.
Okay, right.
Yeah, that's
now that, $60 for a tracking
for the
number.
What
the hell? Yeah.
And that's where all the bells and alarms went off and everything. And I was like, wait a minute. What? I just gave you $20 for the shipping.
It's crazy, man. Like, I always think I'm like pretty smart when it comes to the scammers.
Yeah.
And I've only been gotten one time, and it was in this company. You know how they send out the fake emails sometimes to see if you're paying attention? One got me. Only one time it got me, because I'll notice it, I'll see it, and I'm like, ah, this was definitely a scam. But one time it was like, here's your chance to basically to complain about the equipment that you work with. And I'm like, sign in! All of it! I got a lot of opinions!
And
it
was like, waiting for this email.
And I logged in, and I was like, it was like, this was a scam. This could. I was like, ah, oh, damn it! But I still wrote in the comments, I was like, I got a lot of complaints if you want them.
I almost got yesterday, actually, I'd written it down as a topic, and I'm like, let me double check this. And it was, and it had the NFL thing on it, and with breaking news, and it said Colin Kaepernick had been hired by the Browns. And I'm like, oh, there's a great topic, and I'm writing it down, and I'm like, wow, look at that, there's a picture of Colin Kaepernick, there's the NFL logo. I'm like, oh wow, that's breaking news, that's a big deal. And then I wrote it down, and I waited for about 10 minutes or so, and I let me go back and just read that and check. And it was all BS. It was just internet.
Just wait for the scams to get worse, because the things like deepfake technology and deep voice technology, all of that is going to get you. Suddenly your grandpa's really calling you. It sounds like that.
Right.
There's a video of him on there, and you're not going to be able to know the difference. The scamming world is about to get so much worse.
You know, you're right. I mean, a lot of times you're not right, but you're right there. you're right. It can deepfake almost anything.
Yep.
And you could think it's your
live.
It's your kid, your daughter asking you for money, and it turns out it's not, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how we don't have a lock on it. My phone is basically unusable at this point as a calling device. I mean, like, I think I counted 34 scam likelies yesterday.
So you just use it to watch porn now?
It's mostly a porn machine. No, who watches videos on their phone? I always think people are weird when they do that.
Oh, yeah, they're weird ones.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You're...
So you're always PC with porn?
Yeah.
Wow. The big screen?
Big screen living room TV.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You are freaking...
I want to see... I want to see
the life of Riley. Yeah.
That's why he's an Oculus, for God's sake.
You are a savage.
If
I ever put my porn on the big TV, I would be guilty.
Aren't you worried about someone busting it? Like, let's say, you know, you think your wife went to go to work, and then she forgot her lunch or something and comes back, and aren't you worried about that?
The phone was made for porn.
Yeah.
No, the phone's too small.
No, who watches porn on their phone? Say I.
I have.
I have.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Who's ever been like, you know what? I'm gonna pop this up on the old living room big screen.
Never.
Well, you guys all have like kids.
You're right.
You can't live this crazy life that
I
live.
But like, it's so. What about your fiance walking in?
Maybe she watches it too.
Wow, you guys party hard, man.
And see, you get on us because we are picking on you for porn, but
these are all jokes, by the way.
No!
You are the king of walkback. You're the walkback king.
Dude. I don't know how me telling you to be wary of scams coming out, you guys are
you
like, do porn. You want
said
porn.
I think it's weird when people watch videos, because you obviously wanted us to ask, because it is not the norm to watch porn on a big ass screen TV. Normally, you watch porn on your.
But when people do it on their phone, you're an insane person if you're watching porn on your phone, because your phone is built to track you. That seems ridiculous.
So, and that's why we said, where do you watch it? And you said big screen TV.
Yeah, because it's a funny answer.
Oh, so what's the real answer?
What do you mean, where's the real answer? Like on a computer, like a regular person. What are you talking about?
Do you clean your screen?
Your phone is for business and work and pictures of your dog.
You don't think your laptop has the same basically capabilities?
It's exactly the same, dude.
When no, it is not.
There's
exactly
not a
the same.
So you're trying to tell me there's a difference between watching porn, obviously the screen
size. You're telling me you're watching on your Apple device, the Apple device that tracks everything that you do, and you're like, you know what, big boob ladies, here we go.
They both track you.
No, with
both devices track you.
No, they don't. Well, your laptop will, because it's Apple laptop.
All devices track you.
Yeah, you know what you do? You be a responsible person and try to take control of your privacy and things that you do, and you build your own system. That's how you do it.
Man, you're jumping through a lot of hoops to not let the internet know that you watch porn.
I want to publicly say
the internet knows, because I got an OnlyFans that you can find.
I love you, Ryan. You're crazy. It's very, very entertaining.
How
to
was the OnlyFans experience once you actually pay for
that? Yeah, how was it? Yeah.
I don't pay for it. I'm on it. I sell my feet pictures.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, is that a joke?
No.
Oh. Where does the we have to toe the line?
Did you see Tommy Lee got in trouble yesterday
because
he put his wiener on Instagram, on Facebook, and he just waited for them to take it down.
Yeah, good for him.
And it took him a while. Yeah, if I was all of us,
what do you think that was? You think he woke up and was like, man, you think people forgot about my wiener?
Right. Let me.
He's like, you know what? Screw it.
Put it on. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Instagram. Put it on Facebook.
I saw one of Carrot Top doing that. Like he was wearing real short shorts, and his like wiener was hanging out. But I could never tell if that was a real photo because it was taken down before I got to it.
He's got. It's a joke he does. He's got a fake wiener that he hangs below him.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, I've seen him do it at his house before.
That's right.
It's a little personal joke he has. I can't believe he put it on social media though. It looks real, but it's not.
Okay, so what is that mood like? So he's like, that's just my fake wing. And you're, how'd you like it, though?
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. All right, listen, when we come back, it's time for Monster Sports with Angel Rivera. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Tickets to Def Leppard, Bill Burr, and Roger Waters. Just some of what our Instagram followers recently won on Winning Wednesdays. See what's next this Wednesday at Real Radio 104.1 on Instagram. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's
swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.